来看一些圣经。
We'll read some Bible verses.
翻到创世纪第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12。
创世纪第十二章第七节。
Verse 7。
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为他向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从哪里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷。西边是伯特利，东边是爱，他又在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord.
十三章第十八节。
Chapter 13, verse 18.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
第七到第十四节。
7 through 14.
只读中文了。
We only read in Chinese.
二十二章第七到第十四节。
Chapter 22, verses 7 through 14.
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。”因为你没有将你的儿子将就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在周密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。我们翻到新约罗马书第十二章。
New Testament, Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们很熟悉的两节圣经，第一、第二节。
Very familiar verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章一二两节。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world,But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
希伯来书第十一章第十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见。也欢喜迎接，又承认在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth.
彼得前书第二章第十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
我们只读头一句。
The first part.
彼得前书第二章第十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。”
Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims.
啊，我们圣经就读这么多。
We'll just read here.
我有两次的时间跟弟兄姊妹讲到信心的事。
I have shared with you twice on the matter of faith.
我们今天蒙恩得救。
We have been saved by grace.
我们需要过信心的生活。
We need to live a life of faith.
我们今天不能过信心的生活。
Today we cannot live a life of faith.
很多那么主要的一些原因是我看环境。
Mainly the reasons were that we see the circumstances.
我的心爱这个世界。
My heart loved this world.
我贪恋恶事。
I lust after evil things.
或者就是说在神的旨意以外的事。
Things that are outside of the will of God.
我们发现当我们这样子的时候我们对主的信心没有了
When we are like this, our faith towards God is gone
我们有些弟兄姊妹认为我就可以一直就是这样反正我就是没什么信心一直到我见主了
Some brothers and sisters feel, oh, I can remain this way, I don't have any faith, I can remain this way until I see the Lord
但是你发现当主耶稣跟门徒在船上的时候
But you see that when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples
门徒怕的时候
When the disciples were afraid
主耶稣跟他们问了一句话
Jesus asked them,
他说你们的信心在哪里呢?
He asked them, where is your faith?
换句话说,主要我们是有信心的。
In other words, the Lord wants us to have faith.
主今天也问我们说,你们的信心在哪里呢?
The Lord asks us today, where is your faith?
如果我们今天不是用信心来经历我们的主的话,
if we are not experiencing our Lord by faith,
我们不可能真认识他。
It's impossible for we to truly know him.
信心的生活必须是操练的。
A life of faith has to be exercised.
我们对主的话也必须是支取的。
The word of the Lord we have to
obtain it.
我
们今天有信心是有后果的。
When we have faith, there is a result.
所以信心是有行为的。
So faith has actions.
只有嘴巴讲有信心没后果，那个信心不算。
If you only say by your mouth I have faith and you don't have a result there, that is nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个要使我们观念上一定要有点改变。
We have to have a change in our concept.
我们今天来到神面前，就整天向主说要，我要这个。
Today we come before the Lord and say we want this and we want that.
我要那个。
We want that.
但是我们今天要知道神不是我们的仆人
But we have to know today that the Lord is not our servant
我们要把他的地位该有的还给他
We have to give him back his position
我们只有真的走在信心的路上
If only when we walk in the
faith 我们才能够认识他的性情
Then we can truly know his character
我们会认识他做事的原则
The principle of his works
我们才知道他的旨意是什么
Then we'll know his will
我们才知道他最终要成就什么
Then what he ultimately wants to accomplish
我们发现今天在学信心的功课的上面
We see that when we are learning this lesson of faith
神常常要我们学一个叫做等候
The Lord wants us, many times wants us to learn about waiting
我们这种人最不喜欢等
We don't like to wait
我们都很急的人
We are very impatient
我们很想很快就能够做一些事情
We want to do things very quickly
但是呢神就是要我们去等
But God wants us to wait
在等的时候
And in waiting
就把我们这个人显出来了
To reveal who we are.
我们究竟是不是一个能够等的人
Are we one that can wait?
我们发现在圣经里面很多这些例子
We see a lot of examples in the Bible.
你看我们看哈兰
We see Haran.
不是
Haran. Hannah.
这 Hannah, 她一直祷告希望有个儿子
She prayed for a son.
祷告来祷告去就是没儿子
She prayed and prayed but no son
她也不懂为什么我就是没儿子
She doesn't know why that she doesn't have a son
但是在这个等候的过程里面
But through this waiting time
她改变她的祷告
It changed her prayer
她终于从祷告说主如果你给我一个儿子我把儿子给你
She said Lord if you give me a son I'll give him back to you
主一直在等我们的神一直在等这种的祷告
Our Lord is waiting for such a prayer
但她一开始没这种祷告
But in the beginning she doesn't have that
所以神就宁可等
So the Lord right away
希望在这个姊妹身上能够得到这样的祷告
Then from the sister he can gain this prayer
结果她真的这样祷告
And indeed she prayed
神就立刻给她生了撒母耳
And immediately the Lord gave her Samuel
她也照她所应许的把撒母耳给神
And according to what she had vowed before the Lord she gave
因为有这样的姊妹的祷告
Because of her prayer
神得到一个转移时代的人
And the Lord gained one to have changed the generation
撒母耳
Samuel
从士师时代带到君王的时代
From judges to kings
但是圣经也有另外一个例子。
There's another example.
第一个王叫做扫罗王。
First king was Saul.
神借着撒母耳对他说：“你到基甲等我七天。”
Through Samuel, the Lord asked him to go to
基甲
Chia to wait for him for 7 days.
他说你到了那里等我来我要献祭了就告诉你要怎么做
Be there and wait for me and I'll tell you what to do
你知道我每次读扫罗这个故事我心都蛮酸的
Whenever I read the story of Saul I feel really
他等到第七天了
He has waited until the seventh day
撒母耳没来
Samuel hasn't arrived
非利士人敌军都把门围住了
The Philistines that all the enemies are surrounding them
他是王呢
He's the king
这个要打仗啊
They're going to battle
但他知道我不献祭不可以先打
But he knew that if he didn't offer a sacrifice He cannot go to the battle
好像我们今天啥事都要先祷告
Just like us, we have to pray for everything
我听过有一个姊妹说开会的时候她当时要主持在公司开会她说哎，我们要祷告没有我在公司不跟祷告她想叫大家祷告
When she was at work in the office before a meeting, she wants everybody to pray.
我们有个就说我要先祷告，我才敢去做什么事。
For us, is we want to pray before, then we dare to do something.
扫罗也觉得我要先祷告，我要先献祭，我才可以打，不是主不与我同在啊。
Same with Saul, he feels that he has to offer a sacrifice. If not, the Lord will not be with him.
但要等撒母耳不到。
But Samuel didn't arrive.
如果你读圣经，你发现扫罗就勉强的献祭了。
And he just offer up a sacrifice by himself.
当他献好的时候，撒母耳到了。
When after he offered the sacrifice, Samuel arrived.
我觉得神的这些 timing 啊，这个真的在给我们上一堂课。
God's timing really teaches us a lesson.
撒母耳见到扫罗所做的，他就说：“你做了糊涂的事。”
When Samuel saw what he did, he said, "You did a foolish thing."
神不是选你做众民的君啊，这个来。带领这个神的百姓吗
The Lord has chosen you to be king to lead his people.
但是你因着不能等候
And because you cannot wait.
神已准备要把你废了
The Lord has prepared to do away with you.
当他两次的试验都失败神就把他废掉
After he failed the two testing, the Lord
disqualified
him to be king.
所以我们发现哈我上次跟你大家讲了 一句话
I say a word to you.
神今天要做的事情
What the Lord wants to do today.
当神要我们等的话
When the Lord wants us to wait.
求主使我们能够等
We ask the Lord to help us to wait.
我们不要用自己的手自己的努力去达成神要做的
We do not use our own effort to obtain what the Lord wants to do.
因为这就是撒旦的方法
That is the way, the method of Satan.
撒旦的方法就是说用人的方法去成就神要做成的。
Satan's method is to use man's way to accomplish God's work.
我还有一句话上次没告诉大家的。
There was another thing I wanted to talk to you about.
但是我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。
I often say to you.
我们有很多事都想神在我们身上成就。
We want God to accomplish many things in our lives.
但我们要记得，当神要成就一件事在你身上的话。
Remember that when God wants to accomplish something on you.
神能够。自然的成就也可以超然的成就。
The Lord can accomplish it naturally and supernaturally.
在他的最笃定的时间里面
，in his precise timing，
成就了。
He accomplished it.
使神的荣耀。
To bring glory to him.
说为什么神要我们等这个
？So why does the Lord want us to wait？
因为神要我们经历他的作为。
To experience his work.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹在这两句话里面能够牢牢的记住。
That brothers and sisters will remember it.
我们不用人的手去达成神要做的。
That we do not use man's hand to accomplish God's work.
那如果神有一些事在我们身上要成就的话
，If God wants to accomplish something in us,
神可以自然也可以超自然的成就。
He can naturally or supernaturally.
在他指定的时间
，in his precise timing, to accomplish this task.
使神的荣耀。
To bring glory to Him.
我们刚唱这首诗歌。
We sang this hymn.
他说什么？我的时间。在你手
My times are in your hands.
这可以或快或慢
It can be slow, it can be quick.
但是我们要知道
But we have to know that the Lord will do it. What we need to learn is to learn to wait for Him. And through our waiting, the Lord changed our prayers. And in the end, when we see the Lord work, you realize that your heart has a different knowledge of the Lord. Our following the Lord and in all things, there will be a great change.
所以这个是我已经有两次的时间跟弟兄姊妹谈到信心的事。
I have talked to you twice about faith.
我希望我们真的愿意说主啊, 给我一个脚印来经历你是那位又真又活的神。
I hope indeed that we will want to experience one step at a time that He is the true and living God.
神给我们的环境对我们来讲又是又大又难的事。
The circumstances that God put before us is tough and hard.
因为如果不是又大又难,
if it's not great and tough, you would have you would not have come before the Lord and said, God help me. We wouldn't.
只有在这样的环境里面,
only in such circumstances that will bring us to the Lord. In such circumstances, God's love, He loves
us.
That truly we will experience who He is and what kind of God He is.
我一开始跟弟兄姊妹讲到, 我们要做一个新造的人。
I spoke to you about being a new creature.
一个新造的人,
a new creature has to live a life of faith.
第二个,
secondly, I want to share with you today.
读了很多的圣经,
we read a lot of Bible verses.
你发现都跟亚伯拉罕有关,
has to do with Abraham.
我们也说亚伯拉罕是信心之父,
we said he's the father of faith.
他的确经历很多是跟信心有关,
indeed he experienced many things about faith.
说罗马书第四章告诉我们说,
so in Romans chapter 4 it tells us
他认识的神是死无变为有的神,
that the Lord, he, the God he knows is one that has from nothing to
我没儿子,
that I do not have a son, but until when I was of old age, I have a son.
在人看来都无没不可能的，神可以成就的。
When for man it is impossible, but God has accomplished it.
他也经历神是一个使人复活的神。
And that God has raised one from the dead.
他好像失去他的儿子，最后还是得回来。
And even though he has lost his son, but he has gained him again.
在亚伯拉罕的一生里面,
in the life of Abraham,
他有一个特点。
He has a
这个你发现他建了四座坛。
He has built four altars.
我们刚刚已经稍微读过了。
We have read
他出了哈兰之后，他建了一座坛。
After he had left Haran, he built an altar.
他在伯特利那里也建了一座坛。
At Bethel, he built another altar.
他去了希伯伦也建一座坛。
At Hebron too.
最后他到献他儿子的时候也建一座坛。
When he was wanting to offer up his son, he built another altar.
我们知道建坛的生活，或者烛坛的生活，a life
building altars.
乃是一个奉献的生活。
It's a consecration life.
你知道，当他最后一个烛坛的那个，就整个把他整个什么叫做奉献都把它摆出来了。
And at the very end, the last altar shows what consecration is.
有时我看他们两父子的对话。
Sometimes I read their conversation between Abraham and Isaac.
这个儿子问爸爸说，
The son asks,
哎，爸爸你要献祭。
Dad, you're going to offer a sacrifice.
那他也知道爸爸要献燔祭。
He knows that he was going to offer a burnt offering.
他说，燔祭的祭牲羔羊在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
我问你，如果是你是爸爸，你怎么回答？
If you are the father, how would you answer your son?
你跟你儿子说，我就准备把你献上。You
tell your son, I'm going to offer you up.
你怎么回答？ 你其实心中已经蛮沉重的。
You have a heavy heart.
等一下要把儿子献上。
You have to offer up your son.
那个儿子现在来问我， 你一个献祭的羊羔在哪里？
The son is asking me, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
我们在座的爸爸， 你怎么回答？
The father is among us. How do you answer your son?
这个亚伯拉罕回答，
Abraham said,
他说我儿， 神必自己预备， 就燔祭的羊羔。
Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering.
我不知道他用什么口气讲的。
I don't know how he sounded when he said to his son.
但是他讲说, 神会为这次的献祭自己预备。
But he said that God will provide an offering, will provide himself a lamb. When he went to Mount Moriah,
他就把儿子绑起来。
He bound his son.
我不知道我们现在有哪一个儿子可以绑得起来。
I don't know any of the sons can be bound here.
想想亚伯拉罕多一百岁生的，这个最少过了十几年，他一百二十岁了。
Abraham probably was about 120.
他可以把一个 teenager 的儿子绑起来。
He can bind a teenage son.
所以我们对以撒也有点也蛮尊敬他这些人。
We respect Isaac.
但是你看亚伯拉罕，你想做父亲的心是怎么样的？
What is in the heart of a father?
把儿子绑起来。
He bound his son. He raised his knife.
如果我们读圣经哈,
when we read the Bible,
在亚伯拉罕的心里面, 他有一件事,
in the heart of Abraham, there is one thing.
就算我献了我儿子, 这儿子还要还我的,
even if I offer my son, the Lord will return him to me.
虽然我不知道神怎么还我,
I do not know how he will return to me.
他必定还我,
but he will return to me.
不是他何苦这么辛苦给我生这个儿子?
If not, why he took so much trouble to give me a son.
有关啊,
this has to do with faith.
我们神不跟我们开玩笑,
the Lord do not joke with us.
你知道如果有些事情要我们等候的话,
some things he wants us to wait.
那如果主也开始做了一些事,
if the Lord has begun to do something,
我可以讲主就不开玩笑了,
the Lord will not joke with us.
就算你看到前面有多艰难,
if you see a lot of difficulties before you, the Lord will not joke with you.
这么艰难, 神总要带你过去,
however difficult, the Lord will bring you through.
就好像对着亚伯拉罕这件事情,
the same for like Abraham.
神说什么? 我是要试验你究竟怎么样的对我的心是怎么样的。
The Lord said, I want to test how your heart is.
当他把刀拿起来的时候,
when he took the knife,
神就呼喊他了,
the Lord called to him,
亚伯拉罕, 亚伯拉罕,
he said, Abraham, Abraham.
就像我们这种啊, 要就是冷淡,
for us, if we want to be cold, or we'll be so zealous for the Lord. If you, when you're zealous, you can hear the Lord. I would just be zealous for the Lord. I took my knife. Will you hear the Lord? We would have just go for it. Won't you regret? The Lord spoke to you at that time. Stop, do not lay down your knife. What if I've already killed?
是啊，所以我们对主的热心各方面，你知道，我们有要一个常常一个一直还是仰望主的心。
Even for our zeal before the Lord, we have to look upon Him.
所以当他这里要杀下去，神一呼唤他，就是说，我在这里。
When the Lord called out to him, he said, "Here am I."
人对亚伯拉罕说，你不可以伤害这个童子。
The Lord said, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad."
我这个行动是试验你究竟是不是全心全意爱我的。
I was only to test you if you love me wholeheartedly.
我现在知道你是,
now I know you are.
这是你独一的儿子,
now I know you do. This is your only son.
这个是你一百岁生的儿子,
who you have when you were 100.
我现在要这个儿子, 你还愿意给我,
today I want the son and yet you were willing to give it to me.
我知道你爱我,
I know you love me above all else.
不许伤这个孩子,
do not harm this lad.
你看, 神没有意思要我们伤, 要我们去受苦的, 一点意思都没有。
The Lord has not a heart for us to go through all the suffering.
试验我们, 你对主的心是如何?
But to test our heart towards the Lord.
说主耶稣曾经在地上问过彼得,
the Lord asked Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
当这些问题来问我们的时候,
when the Lord asks us,
你就会发现, 主啊,我有很多都是我爱的。
You say, Lord, I have a lot that I love.
我们能够回答得了我能够爱主过于这些吗?
Can we answer that we love God above all these?
这是主今天要把我们每一个都要带进这条路上。
He wants to bring us all onto this way.
所以当你发现, 当亚伯拉罕真的愿意听神的话的时候,
you see that when Abraham was willing to listen to the Lord,
神就给他看到一只羊羔挂在那里。
The Lord let him see the ram that was among the tickets.
根本不需要 杀你的儿子,
you do not have to slay your son.
那亚伯拉罕一开始对他儿子讲的话,
what Abraham had spoken to his son in the beginning was right.
神自己会预备的,
God himself will provide a lamb.
所以我们今天要来看, 什么叫奉献?
We want to see what is consecration.
奉献在这里他说是燔祭,
it says there is a burnt offering.
他说燔祭是什么? 是把一个祭牲完全烧在神的面前的。
A burnt offering is to have burnt this offering, to offer the offering all the whole offering to the Lord.
在利未记第一章里面告诉我们说,
when Leviticus chapter 1.
他说, 你要 把一只牛献上,
that you have to offer up
a cattle, or
a lamb,
或者一个斑鸠,
or a turtle dove,
或者一个出格, 出格, pigeon.
Or a pigeon.
穷的你买不起羊了, 所以,
and when you are poor, you cannot.
献上一只鸟就可以了.
When you cannot afford a cattle, you offer a bird.
你这神对我们很体贴。
The Lord is very.
不是只有有钱人可以奉献的，这个穷的人说，哎，我穷了。
No, the rich can offer, but the poor ones.
所以你不要怪我不献上，因为我穷。Do
not, do not be.
Because I'm
poor. Do not blame me for not offering a sacrifice because I'm poor.
但是你看，神都悟到，给我们 no excuse，你没有理由说我不做，我不献的。But
the Lord is understanding, and He said it is to offer up the.
你要发现这个献上，这个一个是蒙神悦纳的献上。
That the Lord is pleased with our offering.
我们献上如果神不悦纳的，你献了没用。
If the Lord is not pleased with our offering, then there is no meaning in offering.
该隐他也去献。
Cain also offered.
他把他很辛苦的土产献给神了。
All the hard work is laid.
他也是把最好的献给神了。
He offered the first fruits to the Lord.
圣经怎么讲？神不悦纳。
But the Lord did not like that.
他就生气了。
And he was, Cain was angry.
所以我把弟弟杀掉了。
And he slayed his brother.
神在这里要我们第一个我所献上是神悦纳的。
The Lord wants us to offer up one that the Lord.
不是你今天你我要献这个我要献那个我喜欢献什么我就献什么。
We do not offer up the things that we like.
我们献的乃是要神喜悦的。
What we want to offer up is what the Lord is pleased with.
并且他这里说你要献一只。 不是半只,
it's the whole, not just half.
一只牛,一只羊,
cattle,
不是半只牛,
a lamb,
半只羊,
not half a cattle or half a lamb.
他要整只献上的,
the entire.
我们今天献上不是说我献了一只手,一只脚,
today we do not offer up and say, Lord, I give you my hand, my life.
全人的献上,
the Lord wants a whole being to offer.
你发现他要一只牛,
he said he wants a cattle.
他不是要来耕地的,
it's not to till the land.
他说全部烧给我。
Burned the whole cattle to me.
所以你发现神是不是神是没有牛吗？
The Lord doesn't have cattle.
神今天说你这个乃是告诉我们今天是怎么样把自己献在神的手中的。
The Lord puts this here to show us what it is to mean, what it means to consecrate our whole being.
我们要知道神不要我们的钱。
The Lord doesn't want our money.
神不 应该这样讲，我们也要奉献金钱，但神真的不是要我们的钱。
Indeed, we offer the money, but the Lord didn't want our money.
神也不需要我们的工作。
The Lord is not wanting our work.
他也不需要我们的才智。
Not our intelligence.
他要的是我们这个人。
He wants us.
我们很多时候以为我献了一些钱。
Sometimes we feel we offer up some money.
我们做了一些事是为了神做的。
And we do some things that we do it for the Lord.
但是我们今天很注重要，就是神喜悦吗？
We want to emphasize, is the Lord pleased with
us? 如果神不喜悦的话，
if the Lord is not pleased,
白做。
Then we are doing it in vain.
Romans chapter 12,
verse
1.
When we talk about consecration,
保罗说,
we use this verse. He said, I beseech you,
我以神的慈悲劝你们,
by the mercies of God,
将身体献上,
that you present your body as a living sacrifice, not just part of it,
你全身体献上,
your bodies,
因为这是神所喜悦的。
This is acceptable unto God.
我们刚刚已经讲了，我们要献上的是神喜悦的，不是我们要献什么就献什么。
What we want to give up is what the Lord is pleased with. It's acceptable before the Lord.
保罗在这里说，神喜悦的是你全人的献上。
God is pleased, and when we give our whole being to Him.
所以我们常跟弟兄姊妹讲，在你的信主的路上，
on the road of your belief.
你总有一次在你人生的里面是彻底的把全人献上。
In your life, there is one time that you will give your entire being to the Lord.
因为如果你没有一次是能够彻底的把自己献上，
if you have not one time consecrate your entire being to the Lord,
你后面基督徒生活基本上不能过。
You cannot live your Christian life.
你根本过不了基督徒的生活。
You're unable to live the Christian life.
你最多能够过一些宗教的生活。
You can live a religious life.
外表看起来很虔诚。
Outwardly, it's very hires.
但是你真正的你没办法真正过主对我们希望过的基督徒生活。
But truly, you cannot live out what the Lord wants us to live out.
我们还以为自己走，那就麻烦了。
And if we still feel that we are walking the Christian way,
我们常常用这个我们一个弟兄叫 F.B. Meyer 的例子。
We use our brother F.B. Meyer's example.
他有一天在梦中。
One day in his dream,
主来了。
The Lord came.
主说我要你所有的都给我。
I want everything of you.
他就好好算算他人生的这个那个，后来他就把一大串钥匙给神。
He makes a calculation of his life and he gave a whole bunch of keys to the Lord.
哇，很大串的钥匙。
It was a whole bunch.
他跟主说，这些全部给你了。
He said, Lord, I give you all of these.
哎，留了一把小钥匙。
He left a little key.
这不错啊，你知道我 99.9% 都给了。
I give you 99.99%.
我还留了一把小钥匙不给。
But I kept that one little key.
主耶稣，你知道他这个见证呢，有一句话非常好的。
His testimony has a phrase that's very good.
他说主就对他说。
The Lord said to him,
我如果不是你所有的主人。
If I'm not your Lord, the Lord, your Lord of all,
我就根本不是你的主人。
Then I'm not your Lord at all.
这是一句名句啊。
This is a
他在梦中有一句这个话出来了。
In his dream, this word came out.
他说主就走了。
And the Lord left.
哎呀，我们弟兄这个他真的有爱主的。
Our brother loved our Lord.
主走了怎么办啊？
What happens if the Lord left?
我今天侍奉主，我还侍奉什么？
Then I'm serving the Lord. What am I going to do?
他说主。
He said, Lord,
他就很急的讲了一句话。
Hurriedly, he said,
他说 Lord, make me willing. 就帮助我愿意把这根钥匙也给你。
He said, Lord, make me willing. Make me willing to give this key to you.
我实在放不下这根钥匙。
It's so hard for me to let go of this key.
Make me willing to give it to you.
Make me willing to give it to you.
他说主耶稣就转身回来了。
He said, the Lord turned around and came back.
把他的钥匙就拿走。
And grabbed his key.
走了。
And left.
So 我们今天啊，主今天不是只要我们做主，做救主。
The Lord not just wants to be our Savior.
主要做我们的主。
He wants to be our Lord.
今天我们说主啊主啊，我们有把主当作我们是我们的主人吗？
When we said to the Lord, 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 have we truly...Is he our Lord?
So, 我们今天啊，把自己奉献的话，我们真的要就是什么叫奉献？
What is consecration?
奉献乃是把一生的主权给他。
To give him your Lord, the lordship to him.
我们认定他是我们的主。
We say that he is our Lord.
So, 我们弟兄上礼拜选了一首诗歌。
Our brother picked a hymn.
我们愿意在你手中成为你爱的俘虏。
That will be the slave of love in your hands.
什么叫做俘虏？
What is a slave?
俘虏
a bond slave.
乃是说我没权利了。
That I have no right of my own.
我的主 own me. 他在我身上他是有权利的。
My Lord owns me. He has his right, his lordship over me.
我们一个人怎么样可以这样奉献呢？
How can one consecrate himself this way?
我们发现哈。最少一件事情是说你心中还是要主的。
At least one thing in your heart you want the Lord.
如果我们心里面连一点点要主或者一点点对世界的厌倦都没有的话，我们很难走上奉献的路。
If in our heart we do not even have a little love for the Lord and we still love the world, it's hard for us to consecrate ourselves.
有人告诉我们亚伯拉罕在乌尔的生活。
Some told us the life of Abraham at That's a city that make idols.
他爸爸塔拉也是造偶像的。
His dad also make the idols.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，
But to Abraham,
对偶像蛮厌倦的。
He's sick of their idols.
他这个有传说有这样的故事。
Story was told.
这个说亚伯拉罕有一天他爸爸叫他跟他要他一起来做 雕刻偶像。
That Abraham's dad said, come and carve this, the idols with me.
他其实很不愿意去做。
He's unwilling to do it.
突然间有朋友来了，把他爸爸叫走了。
His the dad's friend came and
get
him away. 把他一个人
留在那个工作房里面。
He was in this the work.
他看了这一堆的偶像。
He saw all these idols.
他就厌烦。
He was sick of them.
他拿一把斧头。
He took a axe.
他把所有的偶像的头都砍下来。
He took an axe and chopped off all the heads of the idols.
留了一尊很大的没砍。
There was one.Big one that he didn't.
他把那个斧头就摆在那个大的偶像的手上。
And he put the axe in the hands of the idol.
Oh, the big idol.
The big idol.
爸爸进来了。
His dad came in.
哎呀，他做的东西全部满地遍野都是没掉。
All that he made was on the ground broken.
他呢非常的生气。
Terah was very angry.
这亚伯拉就说。
And Abraham said,
你出去的时候。
When you left,
这些偶像在吵架打架。
These idols are having arguments and they fought.
这个大的这个比较厉害，把全部都打死了。
The big one was very good and very powerful, and he hit all the ones.
这爸爸说胡说。
And is
这些东西怎么会打呢
？How can they fight?
他就跟他爸爸说：“你既然知道都没有生命，你还。”来拜来干嘛呢
？He said to his dad, "You know they don't have life, then why do you still worship them?"
这个为什么耶和华神向他显现他会离开的原因
？When that is why when the Lord revealed himself,
我跟你讲，我们被世界绑得死死，显现多少次你都不走。
If the world has bound us so tightly,
因为地上已经把我们抓得紧紧的。
Even when the Lord revealed himself to us many times, and we would not leave.
亚伯拉罕会被选上，因为他的确有个心在寻找。
Abraham was chosen because he has a heart and he was seeking.
他是真正寻找真理的人。
He was truly seeking truth.
第二个
Secondly,
是一个遇见主的人。
One that has met the Lord.
你发现亚伯兰真的有神向他显现的。
The Lord indeed has revealed to Abraham.
你发现我们第一个讲到说我要把我们刚刚看创世纪第二十二章第七节。
When we read Genesis chapter 12,
他说我要把这地赐给你。
I want to give you this land.
当时神对他显现说我要把这地献给你的时候
When the Lord revealed to him and said I want to give you this land So Abraham built the first altar
他会为什么会献坛
Why would he build the altar
乃是他神向他显现
Because the Lord appeared to him
我们要知道这个奉献哈这个不是一个道理
We know that consecration is not just a teaching.
啊，不是一个讲论。
It's not just a theory.
也不是人的劝勉。
Not what people's encouragement.
也不是人的催促。
Admonition or people's
pushing. 在我们今天，我们要。我们要遇见主哈。
Today we want to meet the Lord.
主借着许多的环境。
The Lord through many circumstances.
能够兴起这些的环境。
Can raise up these circumstances.
有时候这些环境把我们打倒了。
Many times these circumstances knock us down.
因为这个打倒使我们对神转过来了。
Because we are being knocked out, we turn our hearts to the Lord.
有时候因为主的爱把我们征服了。
And sometimes the Lord's love have conquered us.
因着这两个原因。
Because of these two reasons, that in our lives there is a turning point.
人不遇见神，你不要想你有转机。
If we do not meet the Lord, don't think you have a turning point.
还是他有第一次遇见主。
A person can believe in the Lord because he has met the Lord once.
我真的是个罪人，我需要主的救恩。
That I'm a sinner, I need the salvation of the Lord.
奉献给主的路上，我们必定需要遇见他。
On this road of consecration, we have to meet the Lord.
兴起环境也好。
The Lord raised up circumstances.
主的爱征服我们也好。
The Lord's love conquered us.
我需要遇见他。
We need to meet him.
当我们遇见他的时候。
When we meet him.
我们就会掉一个头来跟随他。
Then we would turn around and follow him.
不然的话，我们只有继续走我要走的路。
Otherwise, we would continue to walk our own way.
你要知道，我们奉献给主，我们的目的是什么
？When we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, what is our purpose?
或者说，我们奉献给主，我们会有什么的发现呢
？When we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, what do we realize?
我们从亚伯拉罕献以撒的事上，我们看见。
From Abraham.Offering sacrifice to Isaac.
当他献以撒的时候
when he offered up Isaac,
他就发现神有预备。
He sees that the Lord has provision. I experience that when I consecrate myself to the Lord, the Lord provides. What an insight for me to see a
thing.
For my living, I have to pursue myself. But then suddenly I see that I can live, the Lord provides for me. The entire goal of your life changed.
你终于发现养我的是神，不是我老板。
And you realize that the one who provides for you is not your boss, it's God.
神知道我需要多少钱生活，不是我知道要多少钱生活。
God knows how much money I need to live, not myself knowing it.
我们今天很多的生活，我们自己说，我一定要赚多少钱，哪有钱多我就往那里走。
This, many times for us it's, oh, we need so much money to live, so whoever can give us the more money, we'll go to that company.
当我们经历我们的主之后,
when, after we experience our Lord,
你能够说, 主啊, 你是我的供应,
when you have experienced the Lord, you can say that, Lord, you are my provider.
Yeah, provider, 全讲, 你是我的预备, provider.
You're my provision and my provider.
我们有你就够了。
When we help you, it is enough.
你要知道,
it is not easy to word to say.
主啊,我有你,
it is enough to have you, Lord.
所以第一个你发现,你奉献了,你对主的认识是完全崭新的一个人。
First, you see that you have a new knowledge of the Lord after you consecrate yourself.
关于奉献的,
secondly, about consecration.
乃是神说,
you live for me.
我不奉献了,
if you have not consecrated yourself, it's impossible for you to live for the Lord.
你看见圣经讲到亚伯兰献第一座坛的时候,
when Abraham built the first altar,
他第二句话就讲什么?
What's the second word that he said?
他就支搭帐篷, and, 住在伯特利与爱中间,
and he pitched his tent to, between Bethel and Ai.
你要知道, 当他出哈兰的时候,
when he left Haran,
他必定是住帐篷的,
he definitely lived in a tent.
或者他住哪里? 没房子了,
he has no house.
从乌尔到哈兰是还有专户住, 一离开哈兰就没房子了,
once he left Haran, he has no house.
他一定住帐篷的,
he surely lived in a tent.
圣经从来没讲他就住帐篷, 没有讲,
but the Bible did not say that.
直到他建了第一座坛,
until he built the first altar,
他就说他是住帐篷的。
It says here that he lives in a tent.
你没有奉献之后, 你没有奉献,
if you have not consecrated yourself,
你过不了帐篷的生活,
you are unable to live a life of a tent.
什么叫帐篷?
What is a tent?
整天移动的,
it's moving every day.
好玩, 去 camping, 整天移动, 很好玩,
it's fun to have with kids, you can go camping.
要你天天这样住,
if you have to do this every day,
你疯了, 你,
you go crazy.
好年轻的时候好玩可以,
when you're young it's fun.
你上了年纪, 你就要一个舒服的床去睡,
when you age you want a comfortable bed to lay in.
你发现这个帐篷的生活,
you see the life of a tent,
是一个寄居的生活,
it's a life of a pilgrim,
是一个过客的生活,
life of a stranger and a pilgrim.
所以你看到彼得,
Peter,
告诉我们说, 亲爱的弟兄,
say, dear brethren,
你们是寄居的, 是客旅,
you are strangers and pilgrims.
我们今天在地上, 我们的生活就是寄居跟过客,
our life on this earth, we are strangers and pilgrims.
我们当留学生应该蛮懂的,
we are students coming here,
留学生每年都在搬家的那些,
especially for those who move every year,
每个地方都是住, 尤其是没家具的那些更厉害,
especially those without furniture,
去哪里都要有家具, 我只是发现行李会越来越多,
everywhere they go there has to be a furnished apartment, but you realize that you have more and more luggage.
我们稍稍能够理解什么叫做过客,
we can know, understand a little bit what it means to be a stranger.
但是你要知道, 你的一生的态度, 我是做一个,
you have to know that your life's attitude is that we are but a pilgrim.
你看我们读到罗马书的时候,
when we read Romans,
当他十二章第一节说, 你把自己身体献上,
when verse 1 it says present your body,
你献上之后才有第二节出来,
then the second verse comes out.
还有第二节说, 不要效法这个世界,
and be not conformed to this world.
弟兄姊妹, 你只是信主, 你要不效法难死了,
Brothers and sisters, if you only have believed in the Lord, it's hard to not be not conformed to the world. How are you able to
conform?
All your friends are unbelievers.
Is
it possible for you not to conform to the
world?
You can use all your effort to try to
deal
with it, but it's impossible for you not to conform. People study
this, you do the same thing.
When you're a student, you want to, they want to do this and that, you want to do the
same
thing. And they go to this workplace. You want to go to the same one. You feel that if I do not do this, then I do not have a living.
Then
my future is finished. Unless you are a consecrated one. Then you know that the Lord can help you not to conform to this world. And secondly, it says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When from unbeliever to a believer, you have a little change in your mind. That's just the first step of change. The Lord wants us to continually renew our mind. Because of sin, our mind, our thoughts are fallen. It's a corrupted mind. The Lord wants us to renew. To renew to the point where the Lord has created us.
我们的价值观, 我们的人生观,
our life values. It's continually changing. In the past, I pursue all the luxuries of this life.
为什么我现在能够改变, 我不追求这个呢?
How come I can change now to not pursue? What I decorated my house with is all the best of the world. Why do I not love these anymore? Because I've consecrated myself to the Lord. Secondly, I know I'm a stranger. And
pilgrim.
When I decorated this way, what is it to show forth? Just like Abraham, I'm sick of all these things. In the past, I pursued success. I pursued good money. All the status in this world. Now I see that when I work, it's just for a living. This change in our mind is 180
degrees.
I still do my best in my work. But my energy is not focused on that. Because all my life I live for my Lord. Because my ultimate my job is to serve my Lord. The others are all just
parts.
Even when you're studying,
你是工作,
when you're working,
你是医生,
you're a doctor,
工程师,
an engineer,
会计师,
accountant.
我不知道HR出来做什么，我在想这个是什么例子。 这个反正不管你是做哪一行的,
no matter what you do,
你要知道每一个都是我们的副业。
Everything is secondary. The purpose is only to have earn our living.
不是,
the Lord has promised us that He is our provision. You won't go hungry.
That
the Lord keep renewing our perspective.
事情就是你必须已经把自己一次彻底献给神的。
But the basic thing is you have to have one time you have consecrated your entire being to the Lord.
他会改变你家庭的生活。
He will change the life in your family.
那神是一个有秩序的神。
The God is one with order.
他在家庭里面也有秩序的。
In the family He has order.
丈夫做妻子的头。
And the husband is the head of the wife. This is an order.
你不奉献给主,
if you have not consecrated yourself, you do not know how to be the head. And the wife does not know how to submit. Can there be order?
教会生活,
and church life?
也是有秩序的,
there is also order. If we have not truly consecrated ourselves to the Lord, do you know how to truly walk the way of life?
主有一些要求我,
the Lord has asked from us something. Are we able to submit? We are unable.
第三个,
thirdly,
保罗在这里说,
the Paul said, then you can prove. God's will.
你说我们都说我要明白神的旨意。
We all said that we want to understand the will of God.
我跟你讲，你可能会明白。
Maybe you can understand.
但是你走不上神的旨意。
But you are able to.
因为神的旨意临到你，你觉得这又大又难，我走不了。
Because when the will of God comes to you, you said this is tough and this is hard.
除非你是一个把自己奉献给神。
Unless you're one who have consecrated yourself.
如果你真的把自己献给神。
If you indeed you have offered yourself to the Lord.
他说你就能够查验。
Then you can prove what is that acceptable will of God.
这个是神喜悦的又出来了。
This word acceptable comes out again.
我们今天所行所做的，乃是要神的喜悦。
What we do and work today is that we want it to be accepted before the Lord.
我们才有可能过一个为主而活的生活。
And we can truly live a life that is for Him.
活着过一个。 分别为圣的生活
A one that is a set apart holy unto the Lord
罗马书当讲了这两节之后
After these two verses
你发现后面就讲到我们的生活
It speaks about our life
一开始讲到我们每个都是在神家里是肢体
That we are members of one body in one body
我们才能够尽我们肢体该尽的功用
Then we can truly be to have what we our function in the body
我们才后面就开始讲的，我们才知道怎么处事。Then
we know what to do.
你的错，我们后面才知道什么叫做顺服权柄。Then
we know what it is to submit to authority.
这是全部在你奉献之后的事情。All
of these are after we have consecrated ourselves.
没有真实的奉献。Where
there's no true consecration.
没有心思意念因着奉献而不断的改变。If
our mind is not renewed continually after consecration.
不可能过后面所讲的基督徒生活
Then we are able to live out the Christian life that is after that
我们只是在地上尽量要过好像是基督徒生活但不是真的
We are just trying to live the Christian life on this earth
我们常常有人说哎呀奉献给主代价好大
We oftentimes hear people say oh it's great cost
全部拿着我要的
He takes away all that I want
他给我的都是我不要的
What he gives me is all that I don't want.
你知道为什么给我都是我不要吗?
Do you know why what he gives is all that you don't want?
因为我的心思根本还不要这个。
Because my mind still doesn't want these.
所以你叫保罗能够说，我过去认为是有损，有益的，今天有损。
What I count as gain before, now I count as loss.
心思变了。
Because of the change of mind, the renewing of the mind.
所以有个弟兄这样倒转来问。
The brother asked,
你有没有考虑过，你不奉献给主，那个代价是什么？
Have you thought about, have you considered if you do not consecrate yourself to the Lord, what would happen? What have you lost?
你损失很多。
You have lost a lot.
所以我们来到神的面前，我们是必须要奉献。
When we come before the Lord, we must consecrate ourselves.
基督徒的路。
The road of Christian, the way of a Christian begins with consecration.
不是从信主开始的,
not from when you believe in the Lord.
是从奉献开始的,
it's from consecration.
我们一天没有奉献,
every day that we do not consecrate ourselves,
我们有一天,
if we have not consecrated ourselves,
我们这条路你还不知道。 你还在摸索怎么走
You're still trying to feel how you can walk this Christian way
我们今天基督徒，我们就是只要主帮我，没有要主管我
Today Christians only we only want the Lord to help me and not the Lord to control me
我以前讲一个例子，我们好像在开飞机
It's like we're piloting an airplane
我们很多风很大，什么我们开
那旁边坐着主耶稣 And the next to us is
在我们人生的路上一直走，有时问主，这个应该怎么做？
And we ask the Lord, Lord, what do we do now?
主说这样做。
And they'll say, do this way. I say, thank you. So I steer this way.
这有什么呢？我又问主耶稣怎么做？
And another thing comes, Lord, what to do?
当主讲一个不是。
I'll say no.
我们就开始 reasoning 了，主真的这样子吗？
Then we start to reason, is this right?
不信任这一定啊，那我们就自己。
Maybe not, so we steer our own way.
发现闯祸了,
and we know we get in trouble.
然后主啊，还是你对。
And say, Lord, you're right.
那我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
你为什么不让主就开一个飞机呢
？Why don't you just let the Lord pilot the plane？
坐在旁边多舒服啊
！And you'll be so comfortable just sitting
there. 那这样打机整天在玩，反正主在开你一身。
You can play your game. Not encouraging you to play games.
我只说你在旁边你可以休息。
But if you're sitting on the side, you can rest.
我做什么我都可以休息。
I can just
rest. 因为 the plane of my life， 我这个 pilot 是我的主。
Because the pilot of the plane is my Lord.
前面有个高山。
There's a high mountain.
我可能爬不上去。
I couldn't get over it.
一定爬得上去。
The Lord surely can do it.
没关系。我自己开我就不知道怎么上了。
When I pilot the plane, I don't know how to get over the mountain.
所以我们要奉献，那是转换谁当机长。
Consecration is who is the pilot.
以前是我当机长的。
In the past it was me.
现在让主当机长。
Now I let the Lord be the pilot.
奉献哈。不是把我们说我们把这件事那件事都奉献给主。
Consecration is not at all. I offer God this thing or that thing.
你最好的献给主。
Oh, I give the Lord my best.
连你最好的神也不见得要。
Because the Lord doesn't necessarily like your best.
我们知道神所喜悦的要的是什么。
We know that what is acceptable to the Lord.
燔祭也是什么都烧光的。
Burnt offering burns the entire thing.
神所要的乃是我们经过死而复活这个。
That through death and resurrection, that is what the Lord wants.
说你叫活祭
a living sacrifice.
活祭不是烧掉就没了
It's not that you burn it and it's gone.
活祭呢是你烧完还存在的
That after you burn it, it still remains.
那如果烧完都没，我们今天还有人坐在这里
If after burning we're gone, then will we still be sitting here?
就是让你死掉没了
The Lord doesn't want you to just die and go nothing.
神乃是说你能够经过死，那个复活的。那个是我要的。
That through death and resurrection, that is what I want.
你的奉献也不是一个渐进的。
Consecration is not a progressive thing.
这个神已经给我们看的是，你一次过要把你全人献上。
That once and for all, you give your entire being to the Lord.
你看他没有说把一只牛这个头先献上，还是脚先献上，他是一只牛整只献上。
A cattle, now you don't just give the head first and then the other stuff.
我们总有一生一天在地上，我们是一次过把自己献给主。
We have to have one time in our life that we give our entire being to the Lord.
你能够跟自己说，我心中的宝座，我下来让主坐在里面。
You can tell the Lord, Lord, the throne in my heart, I will come down and you be on the throne.
我们能够让主进我们的心中，说主，我心里邀请你在我心中登宝座。
And Lord, I invite you to sit on the throne of my heart today.
我们的主叫带我们一生的路。
The Lord will lead our entire life.
奉献不是我们为主要做多少。
Consecration is not that we are doing something for the Lord.
奉献乃是让主开始坐在我身上。
That the Lord will begin His work in me.
你要知道，神不勉强人的。
The Lord do not force it.
我们还会勉强人。
We would force others.
那个小 baby 不喝奶，我们还硬塞个奶瓶下去。
The baby doesn't want the milk, and we just push it.
他开始会吃东西，他会用调根进去，嘴巴吐出来，我们做父母会塞进去的。
When the kid spit out stuff, you push the spoon back.
神第一个不强迫人信主。
The first thing the Lord doesn't force us to believe him.
神把东西摆在你面前，你要不要信主？你自己就决定。
Put everything before you. Do you want to believe in me?
今天我们要不要奉献给主？主也不勉强。
For consecration to the Lord doesn't force.
神把所有利弊都告诉我们。
He tells us all the good and bad.
你愿不愿意把自己全人献上？你自己就做决定。
Are you willing to offer up your entire being? You make a choice.
如果你没有献上自己，神在你身上不动手。
If you do not consecrate yourself, the Lord doesn't work on you.
不代表你在生活中还会遇到一些事情，因为我祷告又看到主被。带过一次事情，这事还是会发生。
Of course, you still experience that you have things and you prayed and the Lord helped you through.
这个就零零星星的一些事情发生。
All these bits and pieces, the Lord still takes care.
你这个人没有给他。
But the basic part is you did not give yourself to the Lord.
神真的要在你身上做什么事，神没有怎么做的。
The thing that the Lord is wanting to do on you, to work in you, the Lord is unable to work.
我会把自己奉献给主。
That I can consecrate myself to the Lord.
是在我。还在读大学的时候
It's when I was in college.
有一个年长弟兄来到这里
An elderly brother came over here.
有一天的相聚
one day's meeting, a few hours gathering together. He didn't speak about other topics, just consecration. I ran away from 6 years. I said, Lord, you cannot ask me to consecrate myself. It's impossible. The world is so good. I want to go to the world. You want me to consecrate? Oh, you don't want people. They can consecrate themselves. Just spare me.
你要我怎么聚会,
I can go to all the meetings. Do not talk to me about consecration.
但是没想到那天去,
and expected that day, a few people stood there.
什么题目都不讲,
brother only spoke on one topic, consecration. That day, the Lord's word came into my heart. One word.
他说你今天我们在地上很无助,
we're helpless in this world.
我们整天要带着主啊,
we help us in this earth, on this earth. This footprint on the sand, you have to lead me. Our brother said, we always want to hold on to the Lord. And sometimes in our lives, we are going to go far, drift away. And unknowingly, we are being pulled by the world. And our hand is about to let go.
他说,
if you truly consecrated yourself, your hand can let loose. And God's hand will forever hold on to you. He will always hold on to you. You will not drop down.
哎呀,
that word touched my heart.
我说主啊,
I said, Lord, I said, all my life, I do not want you to let go of your hand. That is what I want in my heart. Then I started to consider before the Lord. There was struggle.
因为又想到, 哇, 要放这个放一堆的,
I have to let go of this and that, all of these. In exchange that the Lord will hold on to my hand. I know how important it is that the Lord hold on to my hand. Maybe half a year has gone by. The Lord raised a circumstance. That I was knocked down.
那个晚上我跟主说,
that night I told the Lord, this life, I follow you. I couldn't imagine that. I said to the Lord, I consecrate my all to you. I was still single. I was one person. A lot that I cannot let go.
我现在走过之后,
after I walked through that, I...
你们还单身的时候,
when you're still single,
没太多东西把你绑住, 放不下,
not much to hold, grab you,
赶快把自己奉献,
hurry up and consecrate yourself. The more you have,
我跟你讲, 难,
it is hard.
你要有一次彻底的奉献, 难,
to have one complete whole consecration, that is hard.
你奉献给主之后,
after you consecrated yourself,
终于慢慢经历到,
then you experience,
你可以像大卫讲的话,
and like David you can say, Lord, I have no good besides you.
走了这么多人,
after I walk through these, do I really have lost anything?
太多我不该有的,
a lot that I do not deserve, the Lord has given to me.
弟兄姊妹,
after you have consecrated yourself,
是不是说以后就不奉献呢?
Does it mean that you do not consecrate yourself after that? This is a living sacrifice. The Lord wants us to continue to consecrate ourselves. Because of that complete consecration, there are some things the Lord wants of you, easily you give to the Lord.
我顺服主,
and you immediately experience that once I submit to the Lord, how good this is.
你还是会遇到有些东西来了, 哎呦主啊, 这有点要求啊,
you will still see, have things that come and you say, Lord, this is quite a requirement of me.
但是你的心思意念变了,
but your mind has been renewed. You do not run away from this thing.
你会跟主说,
and you will tell the Lord,
主啊, 今天你这件事的要求,
Lord, this, what you ask of me,
this
thing, at this moment, it's hard for me to submit.
但是主啊,
but Lord,
你不要改变你的想法,
do not change your mind.
你等一等,
you wait.
你给我一些时间,
give me some time. I will, in the end, follow your will. This is what one who has once completely consecrated himself, he experienced that, even though I struggled. But ultimately, I turned and I followed the Lord. There are still things that the Lord will ask of us. The same was required of us. I consecrated myself when I was single. When I get good married, I'll give my wife to the Lord. Or do I love her until I would not give her to the Lord? When I have kids, would I love my kids so much that I would not give it to the Lord? I keep reminding myself, they all belong to the Lord. Anytime I love them more than the Lord, then I have started to walk away that's far away from the Lord. In all the stages of our life, God is asking us, are you able to consecrate yourself to the Lord? It's just that our mind has changed. Brothers and sisters,
主人是谁?
Who is the Lord? Who is the Master? Then you are like that person.
一个人爱赌,
one who loves to gamble.
他的房子里面, 充满赌具,
the house will be full of all the gambling
tools. 一个人爱跳舞,
one that loves dancing.
唱卡拉OK, whatever.
Sing karaoke. They will be filled with all these things.
一个人爱喝酒,
one that loves to drink,
家里都是酒,
the wines will fill the house.
比酒吧好一点的没什么差别,
maybe better than the bars, but maybe no differences.
如果一个人是爱主的,
but if the person loves the Lord,
你的家一定使人觉得很安息,
your house, people will find rest in this.
使人在这里说, 诶, 这个跟我的生活有不同,
and people will find that this is different from my life.
我们的身体如果是房子的话,
If our bodies are houses,
我们这个身体的主人是主的话,
if the Lord of this house is our Lord,
主就开始在我们身上工作,
the Lord will start to work in our life.
我们这个人就能够越过越像主,
we will change more and more like the Lord.
不是你自己在努力在做什么,
not that you make effort to do something,
让主在我们身上做,
but you let the Lord to work in you.
你就发现你能够彰显主,
then you see that you can magnify the Lord. Not that you can do it yourself, that the Lord does it.
我有两首诗歌,
I have two songs. I want to use that to conclude.
Okay. 我们翻到这个大本诗歌本, 227, 227, number 2. 主我邀请你，恭敬的邀请你，再登上我新的宝座。主我邀请你，衷心的邀请你，再登上我新的宝座。
来，我们从开始唱哈，预备来，让我回到那起初的爱，让我对你忠贞专一，为我再操一颗清洁的心，让我完全属于你。主，我邀请你，恭敬地邀请你，再登上我心底宝座。 主，我邀请你，衷心地邀请你，再登上我心底宝座。第二节，让我时常回到家里，让我不负你的爱情，为我再次融化冰冷的心，让我全心爱慕你。 主，我邀请你，恭敬地邀请你，再登上我心底宝座。主，我邀请你，衷心地邀请你，再登上我心底宝座。但愿这个能够成为我们的祷告，或者你今天就能够对主有这样的祷告，说：我今天求你登上我心的宝座。 那如果我们还有挣扎，但愿我们不久的将来，我们能够唱这首诗歌说：主，我邀请你登上我心的宝座，一生管理我。
使我忠心的跟随你。好吧，我们再唱一次，我们唱在主的面前。
让我回到那起初的爱，让我对你忠贞专一，为我再造一颗清洁的心，让我完全属于你。主，我邀请你，恭敬地邀请你，再登上我心的宝座。主，我邀请你，恭敬地邀请你，再登上我心的宝座。让我时常回到加略山，让我不负你的爱情，为我再次融化冰冷的心，让我深深爱慕你。主，我邀请你，恭敬地邀请你，再登上我心的宝座。主，我邀请你，衷心地邀请你，
副歌再来一次 chorus。
我邀请你，衷心地邀请你，再登上我心的宝座。是我邀请你，衷心地邀请你，再登上我心的宝座。
我们来唱第二首诗歌，在圣徒诗歌379首，圣徒诗歌349 379。这首诗歌写说是尼托生弟兄写的，但这个歌词是出于何淑文姊妹的 Miss Barber 是我们的姊妹。她这里说，主啊，你就是我刚刚说的，当我们真的奉献给主，我们还遇到难处的时候，我们放不下的时候，这是我们姊妹的祷告。他说，主啊，你不可让步，迟早我是要顺服，让我改变我的意图，主啊，来顺服。请我们姊妹为我们弹一次。到你面前
Lord, we bow before thee.
主啊，你认识我们每一个人。
Lord, you know every single one.
你知道我们所经过的路。
You know what we have been through.
主啊，我们的确有点心，我们都要你的。
Lord, indeed we have a heart for you.
主啊，求你吸引我。
Lord, draw us.
给我们有一个真智慧的心,
give us a true wise heart.
给我们知道你为我们所预备的都是上好,
that what you have prepared of us is the best.
主啊,给我们真的看这些,你何等的爱我们,
let us see that how much you love us.
因着你的爱把我们征服,
that you, because your love conquered us,
我们愿意把全人归给你,
that we'll give our whole being to you.
主啊,你对我们这个呼召不是苛刻的,
but your calling for us is not being hard on us.
这是你爱的呼召,
Lord, this is a call of love.
要我们全人奉献在你的手里,
that our whole being is consecrated unto thee.
愿意我们真的把自己主权交托给你,
that we truly give our Lord to our rights over to you, that we follow your entire life.
我们在路上还会遇到我们觉得困难的情况,
maybe on the way we have difficulties.
但愿这首诗歌,
the Lord, that this song
成为我们的诗歌,
will be our song.
主啊, 你永远不改变你的态度,
you never change your way.
因为我们要的是你的上好,
because what we want is better.
我们不要你的伺候,
we don't want the second
best. 所以主啊,不要改变你的意图,
Lord, do not change your way.
给我们一些时间,
give us some time.
我们要来顺服你,
we want to submit to you.
主耶稣啊, 听到我们的呼声,
Lord, hear our cry.
给我们能够走到这一条荣耀的路,
that we can walk on the glorious way,
这一条丰盛的路,
this abundant way.
给我们都能够说,
that we can all say,
主啊, 你是我们的供应,
Lord, that you are our provision.
我们的好处都不在你以外,
we have no good besides you.
主耶稣得着我们,
Lord, gain us.
在这混乱的时代里面,
and in this chaotic world,
主耶稣啊, 得着我们,
Lord, that you gain us.
给我们做一个真的忠心, 跟从你的人,
there will be a faithful one following thee.
愿你纪念你的话,
remember,
也祝福你的话,
remember your word and bless your word.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们聚会就到这,
请给我两分钟, 我们停车场中间应该是停两排车, 但今天不知道为什么多了一排, 所以停了三排, 所以中间那排都被挡住了, 刚刚有个人很生气的, 跑进来问是我们哪一个人的车, 但是我觉得第三排那车不知道是哪里来, 不像是我们的车, 所以我请问一下, 有一个叫 Blue Honda CRV, 是996KHT, 这不知道是谁的, 然后另外一个有可能是我们的, 是一个 Toyota Camry, 是比较早的 model, 是 662APG, OK, 那你可以帮忙, 你是停对的, 没错, 但是你可以帮忙, 移动一下, 它就可以出去,
Okay.